And here we are in the Dorking Halls. And they, of course, it's panto time. And it started, I think it was on the 16th of December. And, of course, this year's pantomime here at the Dorking Halls is Sleeping Beauty. And I'm now just about to speak to Gemma Oughton. Hello, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Tired. just finished our first show of the day and getting ready for the second in an hour. So, but it's all good fun, yeah.
It's quite a grueling day, isn't it? Because you've got two performances, one at 1 o'clock, one at 5 p.m, I think.
Yeah, for the next 3 days, we're chock-a-block. And then after Christmas, you know, we've got the double days. But it's such good fun. I think the adrenaline and the team spirit sort of carries you through. And it's not until you get to the end of the day and fall into bed that you think, wow.
Okay. Which character do you play?
I play Carabos, which I used to pronounce as Carabos, with my whole accent, but got told by Nicholas, the director, that that was incorrect. So I play the evil, wicked fairy who casts a spell of a Sleeping Beauty to stop her from coming back to life after 18 years. So it's a really fun part.
Have you been in pantomime before?
Yes, I did. Mother Goose in Hull last year, which is actually my first pantomime, my first professional panto, and I got to play the Good Fairy. And I have to say, this is much more fun playing evil.
So being bad is a lot more fun than being good then.
Yeah, I remember on the first day of rehearsals, I said to Nicholas, our director, I don't think I'm up for this. I'm not sure if I'm quite evil enough. And then by the end, Nick was kind of like, I think you're a natural at this. And I was like, I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Gemma. Going to speak to Chris Maloney now. Chris, what part do you play?
I play the Prince. I'm having a great time, yeah. Normally, I played the part of Prince a couple of years ago in quite a number of pantomimes, but I've normally been playing the baddie.
Right.
Captain Hook, etc., etc. But this year I'm playing the Prince and I'm really enjoying it, yeah. I'm thriving a bit with the role, yeah.
It's great. So,
how many times have you been in pantomime before?
Me, I've been in it since 2012. And I've done that many. I mean, if you count in the you know, the Easter ones and the, because they do Easter pantomimes now, so it's probably between one or two a year. So yeah, so I've done about 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you finding it quite grueling as well?
Not really. No, it's great. It's great fun. I mean, obviously we've just come back from obviously 2 days off, but it's great fun. The adrenaline, the kids love it. It's a family show. It's absolutely amazing. And you know, it's 2.5 hours of fun and enjoyment for the kids and the family.
What are your plans for the future?
I've got a big documentary coming out in January, and I'm going on a 40-day UK tour starting on the 10th. Our first show is in Guildford.
Quite local then.
It is quite local, and the second show is in Crawley. The Heath, is it called? The Heath?
Oh, it's the Hawth.
The Hawth.
Yeah, it's a nice venue.
The Hawth.
Nice venue.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So they're our first two shows up here. So when I finish panto, go straight into rehearsals and then back up here for our shows, and then all around the country.
Fantastic. We'll look out for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, we're going to talk to Sleeping Beauty. Hello, Sleeping Beauty. And you're enjoying it?
Oh, we're having a wonderful time. I get to be a princess every day, so we're having a ball.
And your name is?
It's Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. And you've been in panto before?
Yes, I've been very lucky. I've got to play lots of princesses. I've been Cinders, which was one of my favourites. I was Snow White last year, and I've done Principal Girl in some other pantos as well. So yeah, it's great fun.
So there's a leading role for you today? During this run?
It is, yes, it is a leading role, but I get to sleep for quite a long time. So actually, I can't complain. I get to put my feet up for quite a while, 100 years actually, so...
Well, that's not bad, is it? I could do with a sleep for 100 years. I might actually be able to get a few words out. But anyway, you're enjoying it here in Dorking. It's a lovely town, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a lovely village feel. Everyone at Dorking Halls has been so wonderful to us. The crew, all the staff here are great. And we've also got to get involved with some Christmas things that have been going on locally, which have been really fun and just, yeah, wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah, I saw you at the Christmas gala. You're all dressed up in your costumes then. It was fantastic.
It was great. Yeah, it was a bit chilly, yeah. But it was great. Yeah, gave the costumes a good airing. So, yes, it was lovely. And the kids were, you know, it was great. It was really magical. So,
brilliant. Well, very good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
And I'm now talking to...
I'm Eloise, and I play Fairy Forty Winks in this Sleeping Beauty pantomime.
And how's it going?
It's going really well. Like, the run has been brilliant. Obviously, with Panto, you've got things that go wrong, but that's the magic of Panto, really. So, yeah, it's going great.
Absolutely. You're not going to tell us what has gone wrong, are you?
No, that would be telling.
But, so you're here right up until the... Give me the date.
The 28th of December we're here till, yep. So we've got six shows through this weekend before Christmas, and then after Christmas we're back till the 28th. So.
What you got planned for Christmas?
I'm going to be at home, family time, spending with the family, eating lots of food, and probably won't be getting in my fairy dress, but we can deal with that.
You'll get back into that afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. Now, I'm going to talk to the dame. Hello.
Hello
there. And your name, your real name?
I'm Nicholas.
Yeah. And you're playing the dame?
I'm playing Dame Nora Nightnurse, and I'm also the director of the show.
Oh, you are? Okay. And have they all been behaving well?
Absolutely, yes. We're ruling them with a rod of iron.
Excellent. Okay. And have you directed pantomimes before?
Yes, I've been doing panto for well over 30 years now.
Right.
So, and lots of times played dame and directed, so yes.
I should imagine it's great fun. Hard work, but great fun.
It is, and it's lovely watching the show take shape from sort of, you know, just the first read through to working the routines and then watching the show kind of fit together and then start to get its life force that takes it all the way through. And I've got an amazing cast, so they'll make it look really easy. Yes, of course I have.
So, I mean, this is really almost unique to the country, the UK, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I think, pantomime is pretty unique to the UK. I know that it has been tried elsewhere. I know they've tried it in the States, they've tried it in Australia. But I think it's something to do with our national psyche and our particular humour that makes it all work.
Yes, yeah. And it's going really well, in your opinion?
Going very well, yeah.
Fantastic. So people have a little while to to get their tickets. Still tickets available?
At all prices, apparently, yes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. I'll try and get along to this. This looks really good. Okay, now I'm talking to...
My name's Adam, and I play Chester the Jester.
So it's got to be one of the funniest parts in the show. It's got to be. I heard a joke earlier on. I won't say what the joke was, because it might be included in tonight's performance. But if that joke is anything to go by, actually, it should be a roaring laugh, I reckon, for everybody.
I hope so. That's the aim. We aim to please, and hopefully we get a few laughs. We do try our best.
Yes. Do you have to come up with something new every day for every performance?
There are a couple of moments within the show. I won't give anything away, no spoilers, but there are a few moments that are fresh every day and involve some audience participation, so that keeps us on our toes. And, different every day.
Fantastic. And you're getting a sort of very wide sort of age group coming along?
Yeah, that's one of the brilliant things, I think, about pantomime is it appeals to all ages. So grandparents can come with toddlers and everyone in between, and everyone hopefully gets something out of it that they can take away and have fun. And it brings the family together at Christmas. So it's fantastic.
Brilliant. Okay. Going to have a quick word now with Dan Joyce. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
And what's your part in the show?
So I wear two hats in this production. I'm taking on the role of company stage manager. And also taking on the very small cameo role of King Cole.
King Cole, tell me a little bit more about it. Don't give the game away, but just a little bit about that role.
So King Cole appears in the flashback element of the show, where the story is set as to what's going to happen to Sleeping Beauty.
I see, okay. And you joined the run? Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves.
It's been good fun. With pantomime, you never really know which way the show's going to go. And sometimes you can have a completely clean show, sometimes it can completely divert off on a tangent. So it's great for the company, it's also great for the crew, because the crew really have to stay on their toes as well to say, hang on, that bit's not meant to be there, that bit's there. Oh, well, where are we going now? And it all sort of just boils out of control, which actually might have happened this afternoon, but I won't say any more on that.
So, you're getting looks from the dame right now. So, of course... Behind every panto, there is a crew, isn't there? The people that don't actually get on stage.
Yes. So we've got a crew of three backstage staff. We've got a lighting designer, two sound designers, two follow spot operators, as well as our sort of technical management here. As well as everybody that works front of house, you know, it's a massive big team we've got here at Dorking Halls that do a tremendous job to throw it all together. And it has to be said, the rehearsal period is a really short space of time. Right. So we started rehearsals on the 5th or 6th of December, yeah. And our first production was the 16th. Mm. Throw a day off in the middle of that, throw a couple of technical runs in that. There's not a lot of time.
Wow, I've been scared stiff, to be honest. It was me. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Pleasure.